I believe it's the elected heads of government in Europe that should make the choice about who runs the European Commission. And that's why I said I would fight this every step of the way and insist on a vote, and that's exactly what I'll do. People need to know that with me, when I say I'm going to do something in Europe, I do it. I said I was going to cut the European budget, I did. I said I would veto a treaty if I wasn't happy with it, I did. And I said that I would oppose this and insist on a vote, and I will.
So you've come here preparing to lose and preparing to be isolated and unapologetic about it?
Well, I'm completely unapologetic about standing up for an important principle in Europe, which is that the elected heads of government should make these choices. And I'm also unapologetic about the need for people that can carry forward badly needed reform in Europe. Now, there will be a vote tomorrow. We'll see the outcome of that vote. But it's absolutely vital people know, with me, you get what I say I'm going to do in Europe.
You don't get what you promised, though, which is stopping Juncker. And many people will say you've failed in your aim, and the only time you're ever going to succeed is when you come out and promise that you'll leave Europe if you have to get the reform you want.
Well, I've made an important promise about Europe, which is that we will have a renegotiation, we will have a referendum, and the British people will decide our European future. Now, this is just the start of a long campaign, and it's very important in that campaign that people know that what I say, I will do. I am opposing Mr. Juncker's candidature. I think it's the wrong approach for Europe. I think it's the wrong principle to go by. But as well as doing what I've said I would do, I will also deliver that referendum, I will deliver that renegotiation, and the British people will be able to decide. As I say, what matters is that people can see that what I say is what they get, and that's exactly what's going to happen in these next 24 hours.
And finally, your message to the European leaders as against the British people. Are you saying to them, if you go ahead, if you isolate me, if you ignore Britain, you may risk Britain losing, and I, David Cameron, may have to argue for Britain to leave the EU if we can't get reform the proper way?
No, my message to my fellow heads of government and heads of state is that this approach that they're contemplating taking is the wrong approach for Europe. They are giving up the right of the heads of state and heads of government to choose the head of the European Commission. That is a mistake. They are contemplating choosing someone who I think will struggle to be the voice of reform and change in Europe when the public in Europe and our nation states are crying out for reform. They're about to take what I think is the wrong step. So I will make that argument, I will stick to my guns, I will stick to my principle, I will insist on that vote. We will have to wait and see what actually happens in that vote. But as I say, that is the opening step in a longer campaign to secure change in Europe, a better position for Britain in Europe, and a referendum that will be held before the end of 2017. That's what's going to happen.
Just checking whether you think there are consequences. Are there consequences if they ignore your advice?
Well, everything has consequences in life, and obviously I think that proceeding in the way that countries are planning to proceed, choosing this individual, I believe that's the wrong approach, and I think that will be bad, not just I think it'll be bad for Europe. I think they're making a mistake. But it's very important in Europe that you say what you say in private, and it's the same as what you say in public. That if you take a view, as I do, that this is the wrong person, the wrong approach, the wrong principle, you follow that through with your arguments round the table with the other 27 leaders, and you insist that a proper decision is made. That's what's going to have to happen in the next 24-48 hours. But does any of this mean that we do not get a renegotiation? No. Does it mean we don't get a referendum? No. It means that what you hear from me is what you get in Europe. We need that renegotiation. We need that referendum. With me, you'll get both of them.